The news of the meeting between the two bitter rivals came hours after President Kibaki held talks with former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who is leading an African Union mediation mission. Late Wednesday, the opposition agreed to Mr. Annan's request to cancel a mass protest planned for Thursday in the Kenyan capital. Previous protests, banned by the government, have been marked by violent clashes between opposition supporters and the police. The opposition accuses Mr. Kibaki of rigging the December 27th presidential election to stay in power for a second five-year term and has demanded the president's resignation and a fresh vote. The government has ruled out new elections and says complaints about the electoral process should go through the courts. Mr. Kibaki has said that he is open to talks with his rival, but has repeatedly dismissed the need for international mediation. Raila Odinga has demanded that outside mediators intervene in the political crisis. Mr. Kibaki's meeting with the former UN chief was reportedly delayed a day to allow the president to spend more time with a close ally in the region, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, who arrived separately in Nairobi 2 days ago to negotiate an agreement between the government and the opposition. Mr. Museveni's press officer says the Ugandan leader has held talks with both sides and has proposed several options to end the dispute, including a deal to share power, establish a judicial commission of inquiry into the allegations of fraud in the vote-counting process, and launch an investigation into vicious ethnic-based killings that the government says were planned and orchestrated by leaders in the opposition Orange Democratic Movement Party. That accusation was bolstered by a report the New York-based Human Rights Watch released on Wednesday. The group says it has found evidence that ODM leaders and local elders incited and organized ethnic attacks, mainly on members of President Kibaki's ethnic Kikuyu tribe, in Kenya's western Rift Valley. For decades, the Rift Valley has been a hotbed of tribal tensions over land rights. Those tensions boiled over in the aftermath of the disputed elections because most non-Kikuyus voted for Raila Odinga, who belongs to the rival Luo tribe. One of the authors of the rights group report, Ben Rawlins, tells VOA there is no evidence directly linking top opposition politicians to the violence in the Rift Valley, but he says he believes the party's leadership did not do enough to stop ODM leaders at the grassroots level from carrying out their plans.
In Western Kenya, everybody who's anybody is essentially ODM because political and community structures pretty much overlap. People were primed before the election with a lot of incitement, a lot of very dubious radio rhetoric and rhetoric during the political rallies and campaign. And so that a lot of people we spoke to said, if Kibaki wins, it's war, no matter how Kibaki won. So there was already a sense that they were going to deal with the Kikuyus one way or another.
Human Rights Watch says a quick political settlement is necessary to stop the ethnic violence, but warns it could take decades to reconcile the tribes. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Nairobi.